It is. I haven't slept very well for about 2 weeks now, just because I'm reading about this stuff and it's so different from what we're seeing on the television. Mm-hmm. And that juxtaposition of like, I'm paying attention to nuclear weapons while other people are not. And I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with this in a way that I haven't in the past. It's just so different. I mean, for those, most people probably haven't heard the podcast. So what's really affecting me is I'm watching them put in black and white that we're restarting the Cold War.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us have the feeling that that's happening, but they are doing it. And mm-hmm. you can hear them discussing now how ISIS is a thing of the past. I just don't understand how they go from ISIS is metastasizing, it's a cancer that's everywhere, and now it's over.
Well,
and
Russia, now it's all about Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a really dangerous game they're playing. And their way of dealing with Russia is we're going to replace pretty much our entire nuclear weapons infrastructure. And it's just not anything that people are aware of. And it's been going on for a while, too.
Well, you point out in the podcast that the whole nuclear review began under Obama.
It did.
And he's a guy who came into office talking about, just like other presidents have, trying to wind down our nuclear arsenal and ultimately reach a nuclear-free world. And instead, he put the wheels in motion to rebuild our nuclear infrastructure from ground up. And Trump is essentially expanding on that.
Yeah. And that was really disappointing to me. It was disappointing to me that I didn't catch that during the Obama administration. So to know that this plan has been in motion for a while now. But just to see how the Trump is expanding it, they're going to do two new programs. And they're also going to redo the infrastructure that we let disappear that would let us create new nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting us on the path of creating more nuclear weapons instead of eliminating them. And it's such a huge decision that I feel like the American public has not been a part of at all.